Unexpected consequences follow the untimely deaths of two rather bad husbands. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new novels about moving on, and maybe moving up, as newly minted merry widows. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Ellen Hildebrand has done it again with Five Star Weekend, her 30th book of Nantucket-based fiction, this time with the focus on female friendship and the power of social media. When Hollis Shaw's doctor husband dies in a crash on the way to the airport, she steps back from Hungry with Hollis, her popular food and lifestyle website. After moping around her house in Wellesley for a while, she returns to Nantucket for the summer, planning a kick-out-the-stops weekend party that will involve one girlfriend from each phase of her life, youth, college, motherhood, plus her favorite internet follower, an Atlanta-based airline pilot whom she's never actually met. Two of these old pals are definitely not as close to Hollis as they once were. One of them has done her secret harm, and Hollis dramatically increases the potential for trouble by paying her angry 20-something daughter to document the weekend on film. Add two bottles each of Casa Dragones tequila, Triple Eight vodka, and Veuve Clicquot, plus some Hendrix gin and Mount Gay rum. What could possibly go wrong? Known for gently inserting social commentary into her plots, Hildebrand here highlights the fickleness of cancel culture when Drew Ann, an extremely successful black sports agent, almost loses her clients, her job, and her boyfriend over a video clip on social media, a private conversation taken out of context. When everyone tells her there's no way forward without a self-effacing apology, Drew says, "Pass the Casa Dragones." Meanwhile, Hollis is about to learn that friendships forged on the internet are not always what they seem. Nor was her husband. Bad, dead husbands must be a thing this summer, as the protagonist of Catherine Lin's You Can't Stay Here Forever, a recently married lawyer named Ellie Huang, also loses her man to a car crash and, in the aftermath, finds out he was involved with someone else for years. And it's a woman she works with. This unfortunate detail is just one piece of an avalanche of bad news that tumbles down on poor Ellie in the first chapters of Lin's debut. But then there's a piece of somewhat better news. Ian had life insurance based on a forecast of his future earnings, and Ellie is the sole beneficiary. So she could pay off the house or go into therapy, but she's such a wreck at this point that her supervisor at work is begging her to take some time off. So Ellie decides to put her windfall to use, flying her best friend Mabel and herself to Nice, and then on to the ultra-luxurious Hotel de Cap Eden Rock in Antibes. This premise sounds like fun, but Lin's protagonist is in a pretty grim mood, and the narrative takes things in a more serious direction. At the resort, Ellie and Mabel make friends with a somewhat mysterious couple named Robbie and Fauna, the man Asian like them, the woman white. Long-standing flaws in the friendship are exposed by their differing reactions to Robbie and Fauna, as well as by Ellie's choppy processing of her complicated grief and rage. Lin's treatment of the glamorous, decadent setting, with its stream of gourmet meals and artisanal cocktails, is far from escapist wealth porn. She has complicated things to say about privilege and its intersection with race, ambition, and identity.
The books are The Five Star Weekend by Ellen Hildebrand and You Can't Stay Here Forever by Catherine Lin. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.